And he would,
no, no, this is an insect. Big eyes, you know, and some folks would say it would eat its own weight in mosquitoes. Big eyes and long, shiny, thin wings, and it would kind of hover like this, you know, and then it would dart away. It'd be around a pond or a lake or something like that. It'd land on them. Okay. You know what a mosquito hawk is?
Yeah. Seen them play and catch mosquitoes a lot of times. But it's just a little insect. We call it mosquito hawk. Watch them, they used to come in and get on the screen, you know, and then we could see them.
What sort of stinging insects do you think about?
Well, wasp or bumblebee is about the only thing I can think of. We got the red jacket wasp that's bad over here. We got the little red jacket, and then we got the big one. And then there's another black kind of wasp that's
bad. That kind of builds a house out of mud on the side.
Well, they don't sting. We call those dirt daubers. They don't sting. You put the little red jacket to sting. Sting y'all up too.
Where do they nest?
Well, they build their nests with some kind of fiber.
You ever see the ones that nest in the ground?
Yes. Yes, I've seen them.
Any sort of thing an insect nests in the ground? What are those?
Well, wasps make a certain kind of wasp. A bumblebee will make a nest in the ground.
Okay. What about did you ever see the things that make a big paper nest somewhere? Big, kind of like about the size of a football?
Well, you wouldn't call that a wasp. Some
sort of like a hornet's here?
Well, that's it. We don't have hornets here. I don't think so.
Okay.
We have a different kind of wasp from the little red jacket. A little bit bigger, but I don't believe that's a hornet.
Those little insects that burrow into your skin and
fleas.
When you're walking through the woods and they raise big welts.
Oh, that's not a leech.
Red bugs?
Red bugs, yeah.
The things that hop around in your garden and eat in the summertime?
The grasshoppers.
Okay, now if you hadn't cleaned up in your house for a while, there'll be a, what up in the corner, there'll be a...
Spiderwebs.
Yeah, right. Or out in the yard you might run into a...
Mm-hmm.
To a what? Spiders.
Yeah, oh yeah, black widow spiders and fat spiders.
Did they ever, when you're pulling up a stump, you have to dig in and cut the what? Dig under
the roots. Dig up the roots and get the stump out.
Did you ever gather any special kinds of roots and use them for?
The old folks used to tell us about.
Or sell them?
No, we never did have nothing. We had a few trees, like sassafras roots. Sarsaparilla, what'd you say? Well, one of the two, you use the root, boil them, they make a good tea.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a kind of a little swamp root. Or in that sort, I can't think of the name. But we call it cattails, but it's cattails, but that's another name.
Mullet?
No, that's not it. Well, cattails, we dig a root of that and scrape it good. And Mom would say that was refreshing, you know? Like if you felt bad, fevers and all like that, 2 weeks, we'd put fresh water in that every morning. It was refreshing. All those old superstitious items. Well, some of them are not superstitious. Some of them are really good. That's where the drugstore gets the medicine in the swamps. And in the woods, that's where they get that medicine.
They work?
The drugstores, I said, that's where they get the medicine. From the roots in the swamps and in the...
So those things worked, huh?
Yeah, well, the old folks thought they did. We didn't have no other doctor.